from? Ohio?
Yeah, bro. Ohio lives in Arizona.
Hey.
Lego.
Pick 'em pop, big gun Brian Petrie, giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt. Send them home, that's KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick 'em pop from MMA takes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
Yeah, yeah, Big Griff hitting you in the fucking face with the intros. UFC 300 week, baby! Woo! Jack to the tits for this one, boys. I've been at work off. Excuse me, let me start that again. Take two. I've been off work all week. Took a vacation this week, you know, because it's 300 week, right? It's only Wednesday, and it's driving me nuts. It needs to be Saturday, but guess what? This is the best part of the week right now. I got my boys here. We got Timbo in the building in a hotel room. I can't tell you what city he's in, but just look over your shoulder, okay? You know, you might be in your town looking. And we got Christian. Christian, you sitting in the dark right now? What's going on, Colorado boy?
It's just this. I think it's that light behind me.
Okay. All right. Christian, a little dark on the video side, so we apologize there. But we're here, baby. We're here. This card is absolutely fucking stacked, top to bottom. Stacked. Every fight could be a fight night main event, I would say. Fight night main event, I think every one of these fights could be an Apex fight night, or even I'd pay for these to come to Cincinnati main events for fight night. You know what I mean? There's some solid fights on this card. Cannot wait to get into it. Before, let's look at the chat here. David D'Amato, hype for this one tonight. Let's go, fellas. We appreciate you, David. We got Crone here. Lock in. Lock in, baby. Lock in. Big takes, B. Big app. That's right, Genie. Genie's here, baby. Alex, Blessed Express. Choo-choo, motherfuckers. Blessed Express. Who's picking Max tonight? Timbo, my Marlins are 1-11. What do I do with my life? Timbo, answer Genie. What do you do when his Marlins are 1-11?
Don't watch when you play the Braves. That's for sure.
Ooh, Timbo rocking that A's right there. Rocking that A's hat.
Our team sucks here in Colorado, but I have to pump this out for McDonald's. Every time the Rockies hit a double, you get a free McDouble the next day. So check your local markets.
That's pretty cool. I can name a Colorado Rocky right now. Todd Helton. What's up, bitch? Todd Helton, the legend. Todd Helton, first base. Todd Helton.
You always bet the overs and homers when they play in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Jake Billingsley says, Timbo must have an easy week if he's drinking on the job. That's true. He, this guy can get it done any different kinds of ways. Timbo's also lost 50 pounds, so he's a silent killer now. Let's go, BP. Bag out, Bailey. Thank you. So, fellas, let's pick some winners. And let's get right to it, baby. You know, 3 minutes in, let's know lollydag. Cody Garbrandt, plus 245, Ohio's own. Cody Garbrandt, Northern Ohio, a little bit different, but Northern Ohio, Cleveland area, versus Devison Figueredo, minus 305. The old champ at 125 coming up, fighting Cody, the former champ at 35. We all know the deal. Cody's got a bit of a chin issue. But he's super fast. He's on a 2-fight win streak. Devison Figueroa looked good at 135, beat up Rod Font. I think Cody's going to have the speed advantage in this fight, even though he's fighting a 125er. I think his footwork's going to be better. And I think as long as he doesn't get hit and he puts on a masterclass, we're cashing this underdog ticket, right? Right off the start.
Okay, this is dog.
Not a dog lock. I don't do that to the end. But this is a dog pick from your boy, Cody Garbrandt, plus 245. He's also in a little bit of a parlay I'll give you guys later in the show. I got three parlays to give out tonight. I'm on fucking fire. Christians look lost. Like, oh, what's going on? I don't know how to pick winners. This goofy face bastard. We got it here, Cody Garbrandt. Timbo, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's up, baby?
We know how I feel about Cody Garbrandt. Not as much as I used to, but I don't know, man. I know Figueredo's had troubles with his gas tank, but this being three rounds, I think his wrestling defense has held up decently. I know Moreno took him down and choked him out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Cody's only chance to win this fight if he goes that wrestling route. Definitely like the over as far as rounds are concerned.
Over, okay.
I got to go Figueredo here.
Figgy!
I got to take him here.
All right. Fair enough.
Chalk.
Chalked him up. Christian, I already know who you're picking because you have a weird thing against Ohio. So go ahead and do it. Go ahead and put the sword in my back here, bud.
Man, I don't even know if I've ever been to Ohio. It's like,
well, come on, come on, Southern Ohio, baby, gorgeous right now.
Is that the 7-4? The 7-4-0?
No, that's Trinidad. I believe Trinidad is from the east part of Ohio, where Joe Burrow is from, about 3 hours away from me. Ohio University. If I'm not mistaken there, Trent, you can correct me if not. Not from the 513, baby.
All right. Well, let me talk about a worst loser.
Oh, Ohio. Here we go. Goddamn.
That's how you guys say it up there. That's going to be Cody Garbrandt. I can't believe you're picking him. That's just, you should just give me your money because you're wasting it. You're throwing it away. Look, if he does brawl, which is his only chance, he's going to get knocked out. That ranged kickboxing thing that he does where he keeps the distance, he's – oh my gosh, it's so ugly to watch. Like he's not going to win a decision against, especially against somebody like Figueiredo that's going to be coming at him. Oh man, he's so bad. He still is so chinny. He just hasn't fought anybody that can touch it. Figueiredo's still got the power. At 135, he's going to have even more. I think he's going to finish this one. Timbo doesn't, but I think this is easy Figueiredo and then most likely a finish.
Okay. Whew, okay. Brian,
your pick stinks.
Guess what? You want to fucking bet? You won't put that money up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's go this. I bet you $20 that Cody Garbrandt will knock out Devinson Figueiredo. You bet $20 Figgy knocks out Cody. If it goes to decision, submission, no bet. Knockout wins. Deal? $20. That's the easiest $20 I've ever made. Let's go, baby.
That had lack of confidence written all over.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
What? I was trying to figure out the right wording. I am confident. Let's see this, Gio. Central New York, Ohio. Went to Ohio University. Been to Ohio University several times. Had sex in the woods up there. Shout out Ohio University. 740 is about 25% of state. The entire southeast quadrant, if you split into four equal parts, down the middle. Nice. All right, next up, Bobby Green, -180 versus Jim fucking Miller. And Bruce Buffer better not pussy out. He better fucking go with Jim fucking Miller. +150. Interesting fight here. We'll go Christian first because he seems like he's on a negative thing here. He's got this dark cloud around him. Cody, what do you got? Cody, sorry. Fucking, I was reading the chat. Christian, who you got?
Man, I'm going to have to talk myself into something because I forgot to circle this one on my sheet. Interesting fight. There's two that are maybe not elites, but I still like it. I think everybody likes both of these fighters. Jim Miller, you know, we've kind of seen it, especially since he's recovered from. It's.
Right? Didn't he have Lyme disease?
Yeah, he got Lyme disease. I mean, I guess you always have it or something.
Right. You don't recover from it, right? It's always in there?
I mean, you must recover somewhat because he's looked great. I picked his fights pretty well. I remember going back to the Vince Pichel fight. I was like, this guy will gas after round one. And he had a dominant round one and then gas. And I was like, I just thought that was going to be a money train. And he proved me wrong a couple times. Then I popped back on recently. He's looked great. He beats the fighters that are worse than him. And he loses the fighters that are better. I guess everybody does that. But it's pretty evident where that line is for Jim Miller. And it sits like right around that top 15. Bobby Green. Those recent KOs he's taken, that Jalen Turner one was nobody wants to see, or 99% of people don't want to see that. It was like four times he got knocked out. It was terrible. Bobby Green's style, especially in first time of many times, I'll probably bring this up tonight, in like the modern UFC scoring, I think Bobby Green will score pretty well because he is always putting out offense. The other time is always shows when he gets hit, but I think he does a good job of winning minutes. Maybe a better grappler than Jim, or at least a better wrestler than Jim Miller, but never uses it. He's younger, better boxer. I think he'll look better minute to minute.
You hear that? That's a 10-second clapper. Make a pick, dude. You wavering guy.
I hate the line, but give me Bobby Green. I think he'll win.
All right, Bobby Green. All right, Timbo, what do you got here, babe?
What was the line on this?
It's -180 +150. Jim Miller's the underdog +150. That's what I got yesterday. These lines are moving, by the way. I can go to DraftKings. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same, Timbo. Bobby Green favorite -180.
I mean, both of these guys are, you know, past their prime and older. I know Green has had a nice run. Obviously, Jim Miller, I think he says 1-2 in a row. I think, like, if this was gun to your head, you have to win this fight, I would take fucking Bobby Green, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But he just has stupid shit. He dropped his hands, you know, and he's going to have a reach advantage over Jim Miller. And if he doesn't, then I'd be extremely surprised. I don't know the statistics, but he just looks obviously way longer. Yeah, with that said, I think he just pieces Jim Miller up for three rounds, and we see a decision there as well. Jim has excellent subs. I see our guy Isaac says Miller by sub. Bobby Green has to fuck up pretty royally in order to get in that position to get subbed by Jim Miller. So if he just plays the distance, boxes him up, you know, may land a KO. I doubt it. Jim Miller's been terrible. So I'll take Green. I like him by decision.
Yeah. Justin has one. This is literally my thought process. So Jim Miller won out UFC 100 by decision. KO UFC 200. Taking Jim by sub at 300 would be just an ultimate way to close out his... I mean, he's not going to retire, I don't think, but to close out his history. And I feel like a bag of shit. I feel like this is almost MMA sacrilegious, picking against Jim Miller on a 100 card, right? Because he's 2-0 so far. He's made it this far with all the stuff that he's had. He's had some ugly losses, but... Bobby Green coming off his worst knockout of his career. I mean, he got put out a lot by Jalen Turner. Not his fault. The ref should have jumped in a little bit earlier. And Jalen Turner is an absolute stud. But Bobby Green got worked in that fight. But before that was winning against some young competition. You know, Jim Miller, unfortunately, hasn't fought the youngest guys. They favored him lately. He's had some favorable matchups. Bobby Green's fighting the Sharks. Yeah. So I like Bobby Green here. I like Bobby Green probably by decision. I don't think he's getting Jim out of there. We're all on board, Bobby Green. Man, I really want to pick Jim Miller here. I just couldn't find it. It's a great plus money number. If you're playing numbers, Jim Miller at plus 150, I mean, fucking all day long. But something tells me that Bobby's going to style on him a little bit. The grappling, I think, is going to be washed out. If Jim wants to wrestle with him, Bobby's takedown defense is okay. His get-up game's really good. His submission defense is pretty good. Jim's obviously got great chokes. Jim's going to want to box this fight, I think. I think wrestling tires him out at this point. Why get tired at 300? Let's go out on your shield and banging out with Bobby Green. And I think when Bobby Green's locked in, he's a slick boxer and he can get it done. The only thing that concerns me is Bobby loses a lot of fucking decisions because he's showboat. Nah, that didn't hurt. Nah, we're good. And then he's doing a lot of the movement and the judges are like, yeah, I don't know. You know, that's my only take. Is how he loses a lot of his decision.
The decision is a good bet for this fight.
Yeah.
That's very crazy that they have the same
reach. Same reach. I agree with you. Green looks like he has longer arms. Yeah.
And you know, Jim Miller kind of crunches up when he fights where, like, Green's all, you know, loose and shit. So it's just the optics maybe, but that's very surprising.
Very interesting. And for the listeners, the watchers, all three sharp minds here, you know, on Bobby Green. Interesting. I'm not going to tell
all
you.
All three of us were like,
because we didn't want to pick against Jim Miller, but I'm pretty confident in the pick. Yet. I'm not going to tell you Kenny's pick because it's not out yet. But yeah, so next up, Jessica Andrade, minus 125 versus Mahina Rodriguez. Mahina, plus 105. This fight to me, I'm going to get this done quick. This screams power versus speed. Mahina Rodriguez got knocked out by Amanda Lemos. One punch, timing's there. Andrade, this girl needs to take some time off. She won't. She goes, oh, I'll fight whoever, whenever, what the case. She might be just hoarding money and building just giant houses in Brazil because this girl is fighting, getting paid, getting put out, coming back, looking good, except rinse and repeat. Rodriguez is fast. She does have power. She has accuracy, but I don't think it's the power of Andrade. I think Andrade can sleep her. I think Andrade, if she uses that wrestling, remember she dumped Rose Namajunas on her fucking head. Let's bring that back, right? Because Mahina Rodriguez is not very good off her back. She gets dominated on the ground when she's on her back, and Jessica Andrade can do that. She hasn't really done that because I think she gets maybe a little tired or whatever, but I think this is the right weight class for her. I think she's going to come out aggressive, and then she's going to be so much stronger than Rodriguez, who's already pretty thin and tall for the weight class. I like Andrade here. I like her maybe by decision, but I think I've written down here KO as well, because, you know, Rodriguez got hit by Amanda Lemos and did not like getting hit. She was running scared. So if Andrade puts hands on her and lands, it's going to be a fucking problem. I like Jessica Andrade here. Not sure how I'm going to play it. Let's go. It's UFC throwing on her, baby. Enough of this decision shit. By KO, I see someone in the chat saying, Derek Green says Andre by sub is in play. That's probably a gorgeous fucking number. But give me Jessica Andrade. Timbo, who do you like in this chick fight?
I fucking love Jessica Andrade. Always have, always will. I think she's just fucking badass. Goes in there with her, you know, kind of recklessly. But just her power, man. She's fucking great. You know, you had mentioned her not utilizing her wrestling. She just had fucking horrible matchups for that. Mm-hmm. Look at Aaron Blanchfield, even Mackenzie Dern in her last fight. Like, she wasn't going to go to the ground, that chick.
Right.
So, yeah, I think Andrade is a slight favorite here.
Yep.
Like, minus 120.
Yeah, slight favorite. Yep. I have her at 125. Lions might have moved a little bit. She is minus 135 now. So.
Okay. Yeah. Trent put in by sub plus 600.
Who?
That's a fun bet. But, I mean, just the money line, the value's there.
Sure.
Andrade. I'm rocking with her heavy this weekend.
Timbo's on Andrade. Christian, you going to ruin this party and go, me, he know how he is?
Oh, hell no. Jessica, John, Hands of Stone, Lineker, Bate Astaque, Andrade, one of my favorite fighters of all time.
Hell of a name. Hell of a name there, CC.
Love the best nickname in the game. Yeah, love the way she fights, obviously. Brian, you had said, it comes down to power. It's in my notes. She's more powerful, a great finisher. Rodriguez is not a great finisher. When it comes to just pure, like, total grappling ability, Andrade is just better in every possible way. I mean, she does have finishes over good fighters. Other than Marina's size and just like a technical striking ability, I think she's worse everywhere else. I think there's tons of value on the line. I just don't see how Rodriguez wins. I can see Andrade finishing, winning an easy decision. I don't think it'll be close. So, yeah, give me Jessica, John, Hands of Stone, Lineker, Bate, Astaque, Andrade.
There he goes. Look at him just saying it. Just, you know what he's trying to do here, people? Subtly, he's trying to show me up because I can't pronounce stuff. I can't pronounce anything, and he's over here just fucking rattling us off like no big deal. Whatever, Kristen. All right, next up, Jalen Turner, minus 245 versus Money McConnell. He wants money. Renato McConnell, plus 200. This line throws me off because McConnell is the hotter fighter right now with a lot of victories and whatnot. He's a grappler. Jalen Turner has struggled with grapplers, but you look at the Drew Dober fight. He got hurt on the feet a few times, and Drew Dober just does not have good takedown offense. And when McConnell took him down, he didn't do much. Jalen Turner is kind of a dog on the ground, too. He's got a really good front choke. He's got some long legs. McConnell has the better jiu-jitsu, don't get me wrong, but there is a path of victory. If he gets sloppy, McConnell's been choked out before. Jalen Turner can choke him out. Now, let's not even compare him on the feet, right? McConnell is a 45er going up to 55. Jalen Turner is fucking massive, right? So unless he has a bad weight cut, I'm pretty confident in Jalen Turner in this spot here. Almost was a slime ball piece for me. Not. I love the double chance here, KO or sub by Jalen Turner. I think it's going to be a finish. I think it's going to be a wrap. I like Money McConnell. I like what he's doing. I like his, like, whatever. But this should have been Patty Pimblett in there. This shouldn't have been a Jalen Turner. Jalen Turner's a dog. Kind of came together last minute, so I'm going to be paying attention to the scales because on Instagram, Jalen Turner looks like a fucking monster. And I don't know how he makes 155. But I like Jalen Turner. I like him by double chance KO or sub. I think he's primed to win here. CC, who do you got, bub?
Yeah, Jalen Turner just made 155 for like 2 weeks notice, whatever that last fight was.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he should be able to make it. I think it might've been a pay-per-view. Cause I remember us talking, I think like we made odds on him not making weight, but this is kind of a mismatch, I think, in my eyes. McConnell's so hittable and he gets wobbled when he gets hit.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not like he's just getting tapped. And he's the people that are hitting him hard. Dober was getting after him pretty good. That RDA fight was brutal. Like I said, a mismatch size wise. I think a mismatch, obviously if McConnell gets the back, he could do something with it. But I think Turner's grappling is really good. His jiu-jitsu is good. I don't see it happening. It's not surprising. It's minus 245 favorite. Saying I like him a lot and it's a mismatch is not some sort of divine prophecy. Yeah, McConnell's got no knockouts ever. So he really truly doesn't have knockout power.
No.
So I don't know what Turner's going to have to worry about. He just has to keep the distance.
And mm-hmm.
If he were to get taken down, just stand up, which I think he can do.
And that's a good point. He's so much longer, too, so he's going to carry his hands a little lower because McConnell does. I mean, McConnell has hands, but he's never knocked anybody out. So Turner's going to kind of look like Bobby Green in there, keep it low, keep a low base, pick him apart, try to avoid that takedown. That's a good analysis by Christian there. Compliment number one. If we have the compliment counter, I just complimented Christian once. He hasn't complimented me at all. Christian, so you're going with Jalen Turner, right? Correct. I cut you off. Yep. I apologize.
No, that's all right. I was done. I really appreciated that.
Okay, yeah, that was good analysis. I like that. And then we got Timbo. Who we got here, babe?
Yeah, I'm thinking Jalen Turner as well. But, I mean, people forget, like, one, I picked Dan Hooker against Jalen Turner
mm-hmm.
a year ago, and I was criticized heavily by you two.
Don't remember that. I don't remember that at all.
I'll find the comments from the chat. Man, are you crazy?
Listen, that never happened, and I never said the Leech was a top five fighter or whatever. Those never happened yet. Both those things never happened.
I had mentioned Damon Jackson during last week's card and said there's only room for one Leech, and I know Brian's ass clenched up.
I literally looked at it and said, how am I going to respond to this? Oh, I know. Not respond to it. I had nothing to say.
Yeah, I mean, Turner, just a problem, man. 28 in his prime, huge, good, you know, decent on the feet. I'm not gonna, you know, Hooker showed him that there's, you know, there's tiers to the strike game, but obviously his grappling is phenomenal. Moicano's getting up there. He's 34 years old now. Moicano's tough though, man. Like CC, you mentioned that RDA fight. I mean, he took a fucking ass whooping for 5 rounds. Took 150 significant strikes. I like maybe a decision for Jalen Turner here. I think that might have some good money on it, maybe plus money, hopefully. But yeah, long story short, going with Jalen Turner, pretty confident about that. That'll definitely be a parlay piece.
Yeah, I think that's a good parlay piece too. He's not like a crazy number. I mean, he's a little high. This card is pretty evened out with odds, I think. I mean, there's a couple like Kayla Harrison, Bo Nickel, and Wei Lee are pretty high, but. Other than that, it's pretty kind of even tough fight to read across the board. All right, so that was the early prelims we just got done with, which is crazy. Let's go to what
it's so
I think.
That they even do that because it's like always on this. It's like there's no.
Yeah, you don't have to change it. Well, I think you do in Canada, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But
hey,
we have.
I heard someone made this comment on the podcast. I can't remember who, but would you have preferred that they split this card into two nights, then like a Saturday and Sunday?
Kind of like WrestleMania did.
Yeah.
I mean,
wish because I'm not going to be able to watch on Saturday, but
yeah, I wouldn't mind that. They would have to add more fights. I think I wouldn't mind that, but, it would build more and you would get more viewers. I mean, that's why WrestleMania does it, but yeah, I mean, no, I guess I'm a little selfish too. I kind of want it all in one night as well. I don't know, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. I don't think.
I get the Sunday and then having to wake up on Monday, I think that for a lot of people would be shitty.
That's true. I do. Mondays are my worst day at work, so that would kind of suck.
I'd rather Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if they did a Friday and Saturday, yeah, because WrestleMania did it Sunday, yeah. Yeah, that would be tough because, like I said, Mondays are pretty tough at work. Real quick, what do you think the canvas color is going to be? I've been obsessing over this for some reason. They released new shorts for all the fighters. Max got the floor, which is dope. Pereira's got some dope ones. Zhang Wali, Justin Gaethje. What do you think the mat color is going to be? UFC 100 is regular. 200, it was like yellow, which I think John told me that they're upset. It was supposed to be more gold. You think we're getting a different color mat or what?
It's a giant monster can.
No, it's going to be prime, bro. Speaking of that,
prime.
I'll tell you this. The Anakin Florian's not out yet. I had my wife drive to 3 different places while she was on her way to work. Prime made a UFC 300 flavor. It's a bottle.
Oh,
yeah, and I have it. Let me go get it. You guys talk and launch this up.
Yeah, so that fucking Dan Hooker pick, I'm just going to pat myself on the back from a pick about a year ago. But, yeah, Dan Hooker beating the shit out of Jalen Turner. And then I think it was a split, which is bullshit. But, man, so for the past couple weeks, I've been fucking on fire with the prelims. And then as we second to last fight and the last fight.
Nothing like a live podcast. Look at this.
Nonstop.
So UFC 300 nonstop. Prime. So this is probably, if anything, this will be ready in the middle of the cage. I don't love Prime. My kids love it. It's got coconut water in it. So anyway, I had my wife go to every fucking shop that said they had it. The vitamin shop had it. She bought me 2. On the Anakin Florian, I did a bit where I'm like, hey, Kenny, I'm on steroids. I'm drinking 300 Prime or whatever. This tasted like piss. I mean, piss with a hint of lemonade, right? No, it was cold. I put him in the, it was cold. It was so bad, dude. Like, I'm a Gatorade guy, right? I like my Gatorade. This was
would
bad.
Would you rather drink that or this?
That. I'd rather slam an IPA, dude. This was so bad. Corona, you put a lime in Corona and I'm dancing, you know. This was bad. Sorry. We're not going to get a sponsorship by Prime, boys. I'm sorry, but this is bad. So anyway.
Is that a flavor? Is there like, is it like
orange? Dude, there's no flavor on it. It's just UFC 300 Prime. It says no flavor on it. I think the flavor might be a little bit of a lemonade mixed with piss, mixed with sweat, mixed with blood, a little bit of Dana White's greasy bald flop. I don't know, dude. It's not good. All right, here we go. Sorry for that disruption. Probably should edit that out. I'm not a professional. Fuck it. Let's go. Diego Lopez, minus 142 versus Sadiq Youssef, plus 120. I fucking love this fight. This could low-key be fight of the night. Both these guys come after it. Sadiq, a good striker. He's improving everywhere. Diego Lopez on fire right now. Looks like my guy Patrick Swayze. He's got the dope-ass hair. Everyone loves this dude, and he's a fucking a nonstop action-packed fighter. I have a strong lean on this fight. I love it so much that I'm probably going to mortal lock it up if I get the chance. I'm going to hear from Timbo first, though. Timbo, let's go.
First thing that comes to mind is over 2.5 plus 124. Fucking okay. Love that.
Okay.
Definitely love that. Yeah, I mean, this is standard, you know, vet, proven vet against newcomer. It'll be a huge win for Diego. Really won't that be that big for Sadiq Youssef. Youssef let me down, and I was rooting for Barbosa. I love Barbosa, but I mean, he let me down in that fight. He showed, I think, maybe his gas tank, his fight IQ. There was a lot of issues there. But I'm going with Sadiq here, honestly, just being the more proven guy. Definitely Diego's toughest test.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say this is Sadiq Youssef's toughest test.
Right.
My bet will be over 2.5 for plus money, but give me Sadiq here. I think maybe a late finish, maybe late second, you know, third round finish. But yeah, I like Sadiq.
Interesting. Christian, what do you got, bub?
Yeah, Timbo, I'm with you on this one. I really like Sadiq's experience. That was really the main thing that drew me to him. I've been on Lopez's last couple of fights, so I've won money on him. I definitely see what I don't think, like what people were missing at first, but I think also they're overestimating it. You know, these wins were very early. We didn't see a lot. I mean, we saw the Avloya fight, and I think people take a lot from it being surprising, kind of like Benoit St. Denis survived against Easy Dos Santos. That turned out to be pretty true. That guy actually was tough as fuck. Lopez has got some hands. He's got subs. But so does Sadiq Youssef. And Sadiq Youssef has proven that he gets a much higher level of fighter. He's made a lot of mistakes in his losses. I'm not sure how good his fight IQ is, but I've just seen him do it. And I think he can do it against, you know, it's a guy the same age as him who hasn't fought as tough a competition, just not proven. And I think the longer this fight goes, it'll definitely favor Sadiq more with that experience. And I do think this one's going to go longer, and that's when Lopez will be out of his element. So, yeah, I think it's the worst fight on the card, and I don't think it's – I think it's really? A good fight. Yes, I
wow.
do think it's –
Wow, worst fight.
I was –
yeah,
worst fight, but I was like, damn good fight.
I was surprised you liked it so much because, yeah, it's, and I don't even mean this as like a diss, but I do think it is the worst fight.
Well, it's not a diss when it's on this card. That maybe because this card's so good.
Oh. It's a good fight. I would never I would never miss this. I would it could co-main like a
sure.
generic.
Yeah, I agree with that. I love when I've seen him in the chat. A lot of people are avoiding this fight. Justin not touching this fight. Trin not betting this fight. You guys are like, I'm gonna take Sadiq plus money. He's got the experience. I'm all in on Diego Lopez. I'm talking all in. Sadiq has been hurt in every single one of his fights. Got a little bit of chin issue. Never been put out. He's been put down. You get put down by Diego Lopez early. He jumps on you like a dog on the bone. He's so aggressive with his submissions. I like Diego by finish here. KO or sub. Not sure I'm going to play it. And slime ball leg one. Wow. Slime ball leg one, baby. No one likes it, which makes me love it. This is what makes me a really... either good or bad gambler. I'm going to be celebrating in the chat come Saturday and on Twitter, or I'm going to be hanging my head like, you know better. You took the blah, blah, blah. I got the, your crazy BP. I love this shit. This was a lightning bolt fucking boom. I tell everybody this all the time. I print the sheet off, right? And I have no lines. I print the sheet off. I go up and down. And before I get the lines, I mark who I'm going to win, who I think is going to win no matter what. So obviously I'm going to go Bo Nickel because Bo's my guy. But then I get to Diego Lopez against Sadiq, and I like Sadiq a lot. And I go, I think fucking Diego runs through him. I think he's too good everywhere. I think he can submit Sadiq. I think he can catch Sadiq. And I was like, what am I thinking? So I go back and I do some tape study, and I find the line. I'm like, holy shit. I thought Diego Lopez might have been slight plus money when before I looked at the line. He's obviously the hotter fighter right now, winning and stuff. But, man, lightning bolt strike. Slime leg one, Diego Lopez. I got three parlays for you. Only one green hammer, though. But
slime is sacred, brother.
Slimed him up, baby. The slime is plus 371, too. I wanted it over 300 for UFC 300. So,
okay, well, that's good. So that means the other two legs should give me like at least plus 170.
Hey, well, why don't you take this leg, my guy? Because we're winning. Hey, no. Ah, I love that. I'm so glad you guys went first. The chat hates me, but I fucking love it. Look at this one. Got to be confident making picks. That's why I love you. That's true. You got to be confident. I love the first wave. I love you, Crone. He's on board. Train, what do you got? The Fight Cut Deadline and Apex event. It's probably the worst on the card. It's so fucking ridiculously good. Yeah, it is. We got my guy Kieran here. What's up with the what's up, babe? Watching the Sabatini fight again, due to so advanced, technically he has so many answers. It's true. I think the fight and Cody fight, the only fights I don't have bets in. I know who I'm rooting for in each fight, but don't want to risk money. Thank you, Bradley. And 4:30 stack. Yeah, that's true. You're a West Coast guy. My bad, dude. All the West Coast people out there, I'm sorry we started early, but you know, Christians out there. You're in the mountain, right? The mountain time zone?
A mountain.
Okay,
yeah.
You're a mountain. Okay.
It's the best time zone. Best.
It's, you know, I think Central's probably the best, but I think West is the worst, if I'm being honest.
It's 1:30 in the morning and you guys are watching Apex.
No, I agree with you. I think Eastern is not great. I think the West isn't great. I would rank time zones. I'd rank Central, Mountain, Eastern, Western. That's my ranking of time zones. Central.
East is by far the worst.
Central, Mountain, Eastern, Western is my take.
Let's see what the chat has to say. I'm curious about this.
Yeah. That is true. Arizona does have its own time zone. I forgot about that. They don't do the savings. Hey, yo, 60 plus weeks. Yeah, here we go. Hit that for the algorithm. That's right, baby. We got 61 people watching here. Nailed it, BP. Thank you, Derek Green. I think Central, which is an hour behind Eastern, is good. There's guys in Canada, by the way, who are an hour ahead of Eastern, which I didn't even realize was a thing.
Newfoundland time.
Yeah, right. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So let's move on here. We got Kayla Harrison, Cincinnati owned. Let's see what she feels about the Eastern time zone. Hey, boys, Middletown. 45 minutes away from Cincinnati, but we'll claim her. Minus 455 favorite versus Holly Holm, plus 350. I want to say something real quick. Chris Curtis, my guy, fought valiantly last week. He tweeted out, Kayla Harrison looks older than Holly Holm. What's happening? First and foremost, that may or may not be true, but I am pulling up the Kayla Harrison every day of the week compared to Holly Holm. Every day of the... You see how long Holly Holm's hair is? There's no way she can wash all that dirty butt. I like Kayla Harrison, baby. She looks jacked. She looks great. I also like her in this fight. I think she's going to win probably by decision or sub. I'm going Kayla Harrison. I'm not going to go huge on it. UFC debut, jitters. I think she is a little limited at times. Holly Holm, the way she used to fight, I think would give Kayla Harrison problems. Now she's clinching. Now she's cage working. Give her some distance. Throw those kicks. Throw those hands. We're not seeing a lot of that anymore. I think Kayla smothers her, I think, against the cage. I don't think this fight's going to be all that exciting. I am curious to see how... I think Kayla will hit 135. I'm curious to see how she fights after making that weight, because there's some pictures today I saw after her little media scrum, and she looks absolutely yoked. I mean, she's leaned out for sure, but she looks fucking yoked. So I'm going Kayla Harrison. Christian, what do you like in this fight? You taking Holly Holm? There's some value on Holm, I think. I know if I'm overlooking it, but there's some value on Holm.
Maybe. There might be. Real quick, shout out to Bradley for Bradley from Kentucky for agreeing with me on the Mountain Time Zone being the best. And as we discussed, I was born on the East Coast.
For three months. Get out of here.
shout out to my home state, UConn, and their most recent championship.
There you go. So back to, want me some money.
Back to this. This fight is interesting just because, you know, we've always wondered what Kayla Harrison would look like in the UFC. And now we're going to find, well, we might find out if she makes weight, of course. So, yeah, Holly Holmes, boring old cage pusher with a head kick knockout about 10 years ago. Kayla Harrison, pretty much the same thing, just a little bit younger and a little bit bigger. I think the most curious dynamic in this fight, though, is that Kayla Harrison can elbow now, and it's something she's never been able to do before.
That's big Ronnie Pellegrino right there, part of the MMA, Kenny podcast. He builds the parlays. That guy's a sharp. Everyone give Big Ron Betts a follow. He's a dope dude. Really generous, dope, good, just solid human being. All right, go ahead, Christian. Sorry.
Yeah, you can take us to his cantina or whatever it is.
Well, literally, when I was in Vegas, I'm DMing Ron like, dude, I want to come. I can't stop shitting. I felt so bad. I couldn't go to his place. But go ahead.
So, yeah, the two boring cage pushers. But, yeah, I think I'm really curious to see Kayla Harrison with elbows. I think that's such a limiting factor in the PFL for somebody that lives and dies by ground and pound and chokes. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see her bust those things out and and finish Holly Holm. And if it turns into some sort of, I don't know, like a arm triangle or something from her covering up, so be it. But yeah, I think Kayla Harrison could finish it. I'm fine parlaying minus 450s. I just don't see a way that Holly wins it. Her style is bad. She doesn't box anymore and she's going to be so much smaller. So
yeah.
Yeah, Timbo, you tell me why.
Tell me, Tim. Timbo.
I can't do the dog play here as
much.
Oh. See, you would mention, you know, Harrison's, you know, a little younger. Dude, she's 10 years younger than Holly Holm. Holly Holm is now 42 years old. Someone said she had an underrated ass. Correction. Well, she used to.
I think her ass is great. Kayla Harrison, I know people get thrown off by those muscles, but I mean, take a look at her backside every once in a while, boys. We're talking.
I agree with Chris where Holly Holm, because I saw something with Kayla where it was some interview and she wasn't wearing much makeup.
Yeah.
I was like, oof, that's not what she looks like when she's at the fights.
Who's this? Kayla or?
Yeah.
Kayla?
Yeah, Holly, yeah.
Well, Kayla definitely.
Kayla looks old.
We're going to get in trouble for this talk. We're all sexist as shit. But Kayla, I don't think, you know, she has an older looking face, I think, for 32 or whatever. Yeah. But I still, any day of the week, her or Holly Holm for me. That's just my opinion. Look at this. Tatum Temple. Y'all think Holm's really a 330 dog, though? Count. Tatum Temple, you're probably the only female in the chat as we're talking about females. She thinks, extra love, pal. I'm sitting here in Vegas penthouse with the good Anna twin. Happy 300 fight week. Shout out the Anna twins, another impossibly cool friends of the show, Jason and John. All right, so we're all on the same board as Kayla Harrison. I think decision. You boys think finish?
Sub?
Christian?
Yeah.
Sub?
I think she'll elbow and it'll lead into arm triangle.
Armbar. So yeah, her armbar's dope.
I know that FanDuel used to do it with the main event.
You could pick what you won by?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while, bud, if that's still a thing, because that would be dope.
I won it when Izzy knocked out Alex Pereira. Izzy by punches.
Barstool had it for like a couple weeks, I remember.
Maybe Barstool's now ESPN Bet, so maybe ESPN Bet has it. 275 by submission for Kayla Harrison on DraftKings. I think that's a really good value play right there.
Maybe somebody in the chat knows.
She has a dope armbar, Kayla Harrison.
Justin said that.
Oh, Justin, BetMGM has those bets. Nice. Thank you, Justin. She has a dope armbar. Females, though, are very flexible. Sometimes armbars, Ronda Rousey had it perfected. And I think, obviously, Kayla, coming from judo, too, has a sick armbar. But, man, women's armbars are so flexible. Like, if you get me an armbar, if you get me here, I'm tapping. I'm made of stone. I have no flexibility in my shoulders. Christian, how much do you weigh right now, Christian?
I'm down to like 172-ish.
Okay, so you and fucking Chris, or excuse me, Timbo are in about the same weight class. Timbo's 185 right now. That's 6'3", tall drink of water. You guys got to fight at like 175, 170. You know, you've been doing the MMA classes, bud.
Hold up now.
Christian's been training, but yeah. Timbo, you got...
I got a few more subs. I got a few subs on the record.
I've seen the triangle by Timbo. 250 by sub for Harrison. Thank you, John Jay. And then I got Kayla round three or by decision minus 103. MMA takes box. MMA takes so boxing tournament that. would be fun. We'd have to find something. I'm too big for you guys. Like Timbo is like my height inch taller than me, but I'm just a thick fucking dude. So I don't know. Timbo's a 6'3" welterweight. Yeah, he is. He's a tall guy. All right, next up, Calvin Cater plus 130 versus Aljamain Sterling minus 155. Aljo at 145. I don't know how I feel about it. I've been flip-flopping on this fucking all week. Let me go first because this is my green hammer, okay? Ooh. Let me pull out the big dog, right? Let me pull out the big boy, okay? I need to start smashing some shit with this. I've hit myself in the head with it several times. And I really appreciate you guys not talking about the giant pimple on my face because my wife has done so much work to get this ready, and the final stage was, do you want makeup? And I said, I can't do the makeup. I'll fucking rock the pimple. Anyway. Back to this. I'm picking Aljo. I think Aljo wins. Sub would be great, but I think it's going to be a decision, right? Calvin Cater coming off a knee injury. I'm worried how long or how much grappling training he's actually doing. Coming off a knee injury at 36 is tough enough, let alone going, I got to fight this scrappy grappler. You know, it's tough, right? So the green hammer is Calvin Cater. And this is a bet I've already placed. 1.7 units. So $170 from your boy. Calvin Cater plus 3.5 minus 170. I think he'll steal a round in there for sure. He'll make it tough on Aljo. I don't think Aljo's cleaning up at 30-27. Cater can even win plus 3.5 point spread at minus 170. That's the fucking green hammer, baby. It's not the juiciest, but goddamn it, we need winners at this point, baby. There it is right there. There, look at this, dude. This needs to be my profile picture right here. Just cover my face. I'm looking at the forearm definition. All right, so that's it. That's a green hammer.
I think it was about to jump off your arm.
What was that? The tiger? Yeah. What do you boys have in this fight? Let's go Timbo. Cater or Sterling? Remember, I picked Sterling, but I think Cater's going to win a round.
Yeah, I didn't know Calvin Cater was 36. God damn.
Yep. Coming off an ACL.
The lower the weight, that age doesn't translate well. But I'm definitely going Aljo here. You know, I think we shouldn't have any problems getting this to the ground. Cater's a striker, decent grappling, I guess, but Aljo's world class. Talking about arguably best bantamweight champion of all time. I don't know how he gets it done. I got it up here. So Aljo, minus 175, dude. That's fucking beautiful. That's the green hammer play right there.
What's
that? Take out Aljo, just money line. Take out Diego Lopez, put in Aljo. That'd be
awesome. Let me tell you something. I'm not super confident in Aljo. I know Aljo's like kind of my guy with Ray Longo, but I don't know what he's gonna look like at 145. I saw a picture of him. He looks great. He looks thick. He looks like a big dude, but I don't think his takedowns are world class. I think he's really good at jumping to your back and getting you there. And Cater's got a 91% takedown defense. The only guy that took him down was Zabit off like a flying knee. So, but he's never fought a guy like Aljo. So there's a lot of moving parts to this fight. This is a stiff test for Aljo at 145. Christian, what do you think about this? Timbo's confident. I love when Timbo's confident. Timbo's confident in Aljo. I'm not going to switch up the slime ball, but maybe I'll look closer at Aljo at that money line come fight night.
Yeah, well, I think you kind of said, you think Aljo's going to win and Cater will take a round. I guess I could see.
With the judges, for sure. With the way these fucking judges have been fucking me, yeah, for sure, that could happen.
The chat's killing me right here. Justin's like, I'm turning 36 this year, and Tim acting like that's death's door. And then Lazy Bed said, when I turned 36, my dick fell off. Careful, Justin. That is just so good.
Aljo's 34. He's not a fucking sprinter.
No, he's coming. And he has a neck problem, too, which, again, these injuries, man, that's how guys get hurt is the training, this fucking training. I saw Marab going with, like, a Dagestan, like, Sambo champion. I don't know who he was. I don't think he fights, but he's just a pure wrestler. And he fucking spiked Marab on his head in training. Like, that's how you get these injuries. Anyway, sorry. I'm going to yield that and go to Christian. Christian, tell me how this wins, bud. Or who wins?
Yeah, so I guess I'll kind of get straight to my pick. I think Aljo will win.
Okay.
Why I think he'll win? Because he always gets to the back. I saw that somebody in the chat, I think it was Trent, said, you know, he's missed on 60 straight takedowns. But his takedowns are different than – he doesn't do some huge shot across the cage and then, like, give himself – he's going to try and then try again and keep trying. And it'll keep – whether it's, you know
– Uh-oh.
Against the cage.
There you go.
He'll keep trying to get you down. I don't think he couldn't care less if he gets you down on the first try or not. Does it? Because once he gets you there, I mean, he's, you see what happens when he gets anybody's back. I mean, whether it's the people, the skill of Sandhagen and Jan. And look, I know Cater, there's like, oh, Cater, he can stop takedowns. You know, he can grapple. He can't grapple like those guys can. Not even anywhere close to what those guys can. So, you know, if he gets the back, I wouldn't be shocked to see him finish. I wouldn't bet it though. Weirdly enough, when I was thinking about this, I thought about, it was like, this reminds me of the Curtis, Brendan Allen, just the way both of these guys fight, except for the black guy's the white guy and the white guy's the black guy. You've mm-hmm. got, you know, you've just got this boxer versus a guy that needs to get your back, a guy that finishes by rear naked choke. And, you know, with our shitty judges and the way they are, what are they going to reward? Did that last week, they're like, all right, well, you got the back. You never got even close to a neck, but you still won the rounds like that. So, you know,
they've
I guess
been shit recently though.
They've been doing good with that.
Exactly.
Judges have been doing good with that. Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, it's so hard to predict who, like, are you gonna reward like this back? Are you gonna reward the Aljo back control? Or are you not?
Yeah.
So the more I talk about it, I'm like, dang, that 3.5 bet on Cater is so good.
So good.
Because
all right, it's mine. Don't take it. It's mine.
I'm gonna tail it. I think Ryan, you're so smart and that's such a great bet. I wish I would have thought of it.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment. All right.
That's the brain of a champion better right there.
There he is.
Give me Aljo for the fight. Give me Aljo money line. I like that as well. I think we're kind of all on the same page.
Yeah, it's a tough fight to pick though. I mean, seriously, like if Aljo, if he's entering round three without a takedown, he's probably going to need a finish. I don't see him out striking Cater. Cater's got power. He's got good boxing. His kicks are coming a long way. Aljo's funky. He throws you off rhythm. He's very funky, but he's still not going to win a decision by just striking, in my opinion. He has to grapple. And Aljo, you know, he says, when I get your back, it's a rap or whatever, you know, whatever he says. He's very good on the back, and I think that's the play here. He goes for a single, maybe hips out and jumps to the back, you know, because Cater's very tough to take down. And Cater's big. Cater's big 45-er. So I'll be interested to see how Aljo does in that fight. Very curious about that fight. All right, next up, this fight's got a little heat on it. Little shit talking. Jiří Procházka +105 versus Alexander Rokic -125. Rokic says Jiří's not a samurai. Just because you read a book doesn't mean you're a samurai. I think that was a direct quote from Media Day. And Jiří says, this guy doesn't know who I am. He's going to find out, come the cage. And then he said something like, if I had a problem with him, I'd go knock on his door. I don't know. Some real Eastern European bad blood between these boys. Interesting fight. These guys probably should have been have already fought, but Rockage blew his knee out. I'll go Christian. What do you like in this 205 contest? Winner possibly gets title shot at 205, really depending on how the main event goes. But winner could get a title shot. So how do you see this fight going?
Man, Jiří is not a friend of the podcast. I wish he was. Jiří's journey of 300 since fighting Glover. It just seems. Sorry, I guess for the audio people, I was just reading a comment. But
Jiří said he talks too much shit. You know, Jiří's crazy.
So yeah, Jiří's wild. I saw that thing. I don't do a whole lot of social media, but I like to check out Steamroller stuff, and I saw like the thing he posted with Jiří, and like he's like, I tried to touch the swords. He politely said no.
Yeah, he ain't touching those fucking swords, funny. Bro.
I love Jiří. I just love exciting fighters like mm-hmm. that. It's, you know, the reason I love Gaethje, the reason I love like Nate the Train. I just love fighters that fight like that. The problem is sometimes when they get matched up with a boring ass, like takedown control type fighters mm-hmm. who can do enough to keep it there. And I'm worried that's the type of matchup we have. Mm-hmm. Rokic hasn't always been that boring takedown guy, but that Anthony Smith fight is stuck in my head. Like, you know, some fights never leave you. And that's all I can picture him as a fighter. He does have good leg kicks, and Jiří's leg was like a piece of beef after like that mm-hmm. first 2 minutes versus just like Rocky hitting the beef. That thing was just raw mm-hmm. after a couple of minutes against Alex Pereira. Yuri gets knocked out in every single fight or flash KO'd in every single fight. Even if he wins, he still gets knocked out.
For
that
sure.
Reyes one.
He doesn't remember. He doesn't even remember the Reyes wins. He goes, "Yeah, I got knocked out. I don't fucking remember a thing." Guy's a nut.
Just got woken back up by the next punch. Crazy that Reyes was that close to like just another run. And
I know.
Just been the craziest downfall. He's also, you know, Yuri. This his offense. Unfortunately, when you have 100% offense, that's also leaves you 0% available for defense on the stat bar, and that's how he fights. I just think this is a horrible fight for him to do that. Love Rakic's leg kicks. I think that's the only exciting thing about him. He's a good wrestler, and Yuri's, I think, probably pretty easy to take down, especially because the way he leaves himself open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in my notes, it's just like, and Rakic, as much as I want to talk about him being boring, boring equals safe, and safe against Yuri probably equals win. So give me Rakic here.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going Yuri. I'm confident in Yuri here. I think Yuri's going to win by KO. I think Alexander Rakic is becoming a boring fighter, like you said. He was a guy that came in and fancied himself a striker. Hands were always just okay, but big kicks, big head kicks, big low kicks. Guy's legs are the size of a fucking semi, right? Gets hurt, blows his knee out, has never really fought top-level competition, in my opinion. He's fought Anthony Smith, but everyone has, right? Yair Prochazka has fought everyone in Europe before he got to UFC. He's been taken down. He's won fights off his back. This isn't going to, we just talked about it the last fight. Just because you land a takedown doesn't mean you're winning the fight. Yuri is super active off his back. He's going to work his way to his feet. He's going to land some elbows underneath the bottom, and he's going to work this guy. I think Rakic is going to slow down come the second or third round, and I think Yuri Prochazka is going to finish him. I really do. Yuri's a wild boy. He's got some absurd power with some absurd techniques. He'll probably get knocked out at least once or twice in this fight. I agree, but he's going to come back to life. And he's going to finish this fight, I think, late. I think I'm going to play Yuri late, TKO, second or third round, I think is a good number. Him at plus money is a great number. I've just never been a huge fan of Rakic. And if Rakic takes Yuri down and controls him and wins a boring decision, shame on Yuri, because he knows training and being a samurai that that could happen. And Yuri is very critical with every performance he's ever had. He's very, you know, he's a guy that studies himself, studies tape, and gets out there. And usually has a good game plan. But I like Yuri big here, if I'm being honest with you. This could be a dog lock. I know it's not really a dog, but it could be a dog lock for me. I'm going to go Yuri Prochazka. Timbo, what do you like?
Wait, Timbo, before you break it down, can you go look at Derek Green's last comment?
Derek Green's last comment. Timbo's at the Super 8.
You think the Super 8 has that beautiful backdrop?
Look at that beautiful. Look at those headboards, bro. Okay,
no, so I'm out in like the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, and this is called a true TRU by Hilton.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Wouldn't recommend.
I've heard of those, never stayed in one.
That used to be a rap group, Master P, Pimp C, and Silk the Shocker.
Silk the Shocker. Remember Silk the Shocker? Have you listened to any of that No Limit stuff now that you're an adult? It's so bad.
Still love it.
It's so bad. No, I stayed at a Hampton Inn one time in like UConn, where UConn, shout out Connecticut. Connecticut and New York meet. We were driving to Maine, and that was the hardest bed I've ever stayed on. I mean, it was hard. I just couldn't even take it. All right, Timbo, who do you like in this lightweight fight?
I'll stay at Hampton Inns literally every other week.
Yeah.
Or a Hilton Garden Inn, one of the two. But anyways, yeah, I can't bet against fucking Yuri here, man. Brian had put us on to him before he was even in the UFC. Right. Rakic taking the, you know, having so much time off, being compared to Yuri, you know, slow on offense. I just think Yuri's going to be hungry. I think he got bullshitted in the Hera fight. Mark Goddard fucked that up, made it, you know, about him per usual. Check between the mattress and the box springs for some weed.
My buddy, Schmitty sent, you know, like 50 Cent. This is the guy who I watch all my fights with. How you dare you bash the low limit soldiers? Let me tell you something. I'm going to bash them because they stink. And then Trin says, Mystical is still the best. One of the best lines in any rap song is, I'm trying to get my dick sucked. What are you doing? That's the fucking best. What are you doing?
Agreed. That whole Ludacris album.
Was really Mystical good. A no limit soldier?
Oh, yeah.
Was he? Yeah. Okay.
He got locked up for raping his hairstylist, the lady that braided his hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why totally normal. Totally normal. Okay.
Yeah. He's back to it now.
Yeah. Okay. So you like Yuri. How do you like Yuri, bud? Decision or KO?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously one of those.
Yeah, one of those. Double chance it might be nice. I mean, that's probably not going to be the juice number, but I'm glad you're on my side on that one. I'm glad.
It'll be the same as his money line.
Exactly. The plus money. Is, yeah. I think that's crazy.
Slide money. What is the current line on him right now?
Plus 100 on DK.
Okay, good. Okay, so he's still puppy dog plus money. All right, next up, my guy. I was going to wear the Bo Nickel shirt, but I wore it on the Anakin Florian side. I didn't want people to think I didn't change my clothes. Bo Nickel, minus 2,100 versus Cody Brundage, plus 1,100. That was a few days ago. This line is obviously jumping for obvious reasons. Bo Nickel, 2,100 still. Okay, 2,100 still. I'll go first. You guys aren't a fan of Bo Nickel. I know you're picking him in this spot here. This is the first time he's fighting a wrestler. This is the first time he's fighting a guy in the UFC who has actually fights and wins in the UFC. He has wins by knockout and submission. I'm not going to sit here and act like Cody Brundage is some world-class fighter. He's not, but he is going to be the first real test of like true MMA, UFC caliber for low-level caliber for a guy like Bo Nickel. I like Bo here. I'm not going to play rounds. See a lot of I messed up and played him rounds before. And I missed it on the Jamie Pickett. So now I'm just playing finishes with Bo. How do you shave this number? You get a submission. It was plus money on some books. You can maybe find plus money on other books. I like him by KO, actually. I think he's going to clip Brundage. I think Brundage's whole camps go, can't let this guy out-wrestle me. Can't let him submit me. I'm defending that arm triangle. I think Bo can do it on the feet. And if he gets him to the ground, doesn't find the submission, he's going to TKO him. I like Bo by knockout. It's plus 120. Plus 130, I think. So you're getting plus money on Bo Nickel finish. I know most people are going to take him by submission, which is fine. Bo Nickel by TKO, KO is plus 140. I like that. That's how you shave off the 2,100 price tag. But again, I'm high on Bo Nickel. I think he's going to be future champion. I think he's a blue chip prospect. And I just hope he doesn't get bored with MMA because he was tweeting out about how he wants to do WrestleMania at one point in his career. And that worries me. But give me Bo Nickel. Christian, go ahead, bub.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I talked about with Sadiq Youssef earlier, experience is a factor, and I'm definitely considering going with the more experienced and diverse MMA fighter here. We got both of them on finishing streaks right here, both of them coming off back-to-back. Bo's got one of each, and then our guy Brunda just got a knockout and then a DQ win, which counts as a finish, at least for betting purposes. Brundage is dangerous early. If he does that guillotine, he's going to get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
The way this line is, though, definitely give me Brundage here. He could knock Bo out early. Bo's a decent wrestler. His hands are sloppy. But go ahead and give me Brundage here. I could see him doing it. In terms of your bet, I would also recommend just betting fight ends via KO because, Bo is live to tear his hamstring or his ACL or his, you know, break his ankle or something. Break his toe like John Jones did wrestling. So,
okay.
That's good fucking advice. And I know you're joking, but that's actually good advice. That's good fucking advice. Because some crazy shit could happen.
I think anything can happen. KO.
It's not going to
change. You could get fight ends via KO at like plus 110 or maybe plus.
Anything can happen, Timbo. I could hop on a red eye and be in Colorado in a couple hours and show up at this guy's door. Anything can happen.
But yeah, you know, I'm going to take Brundage in this fight.
This may be your worst pick ever. I hope you dog lock him too, and I can laugh you out the building. Timbo, go ahead. Who do you like here? Do you remember Sugar Sean O'Malley? Should I pull those receipts? Timbo, who do you like? Yeah.
I'm taking Nickel, and I'll just probably do a fucking five-sided coin flip as far as how and when he finishes to try to get some value.
I mean,
it's not crazy throwing $5 on Brundage just in case of something. You know, again, it's fighting. Anything can fucking happen.
Anything can happen, sure.
Very, 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 very low chances of him winning this fight.
Yeah, I've seen Cody Brundage get dominated by too many people. His fights that he has won or like, he fucking took a punch to the back of the head against Malcoon and was like, oh, I can't fight. And they give him the win. Come on. That dude with that heart, he's going to be Bo. No chance. Bo Nickel come in there with his fucking hands tied behind his back and still take this guy down.
Is this his biggest being a favorite odds thus far?
No, he was. I think he was bigger against not Pickett. Wow. The guy that he took, who he knocked out his last time out. He took on something. Yeah, Val. Yeah, he was a bigger favorite on that one. He opened up at like 30. He opened huge. I don't know the exact number. I don't want to make up a number, but he opened bigger than what he is. So, all right, next up we get a Chucky Olives, Charles Oliveira, plus 185 versus Arman Tsarukyan, minus 225. See a lot of love for Arman. Val Woodburn was his name. See a lot of love for Arman. See a lot of pictures of him on social media looking absolutely fucking yoked. I'm going Charles Oliveira plus money here, baby. I can't avoid the plus money on Chucky Olives. He has so many ways to win. Arman's been knocked out before. He's gonna, you know, he's been buzzed before in the UFC. I like Oliveira here. I think Oliveira's the best competition he's ever gonna fight on the ground and on the feet. Oliveira's got his hair dyed. He looks focused. He looked good against Benny Dariush. I like Oliveira, and I like Oliveira early. The more this fight goes, I'm worried that Oliveira will kind of start losing confidence and kind of give up. That's, he's done that before. But I like Oliveira at the plus money here, and I'm going to play him double chance KO or sub. So that's my take. Timbo, what you got?
I'm rocking with Charles Oliveira too.
Chucky!
This became one of my favorite fighters.
Nice.
Like, he's just so fucking dangerous. Made fucking Justin Gaethje taste battery acid. If he goes to the ground, which Armin's got to take it. Like, personally, I think Oliveira's fucking him up on the feet. And just because with power, I don't feel like Armin's got power like that where you know, Charlie Olives does.
Right.
And then, you know, Tsarukyan may get the takedown, but just with how dangerous this dude is on his back, obviously can transition and find his way on your back in no time. It's a fucking tough fight. I mean, I think this is fight of the night. This is the best
match. Really? Wow. Okay.
This is fucking just high level shit. But yeah, with that said, I don't see Armin getting a finish. But yeah, I think Oliveira will. So give me old Chucky Olives here.
I will say again, I don't want to spoil anything, but you know, we've had 70 concurrent watchers and viewers and more people listen to us. I love every single one of you. So I'll give you a little spoiler. Kenny Florian, heavy, heavy. And the guy's been on a roll, right? Kenny doesn't have anything to do now but watch fights and make bets, right? Heavy, heavy on Arman. And he loves Oliveira. That paused me. I went first, and when he was heavy on Arman, I'm like, oh, shit. But listen, the plus money's great, so I can't go wrong with that. Christian, what we got here, babe?
Is Kenny actually betting some of those? Because he has been on fire recently.
He is starting to flirt with it.
I know he wasn't much of a better.
Well, North Carolina now can have, you have online betting in North Carolina as of March, whatever, which is very good for me because I'm going there in June. He's been flirting with it. We've been texting, and he was very upset about the Morgan Charriere loss last week. He goes, yeah, how do you do it?
Happens a lot.
How the fuck do you play this game? I would lost my mind. He clearly won. I said, bro, I know. It's tough. You just got to rebound.
That's,
you got to move on.
14 fights in, like, it's like not like a football spread where it's just like, oh, it's
deep. I know.
Like, all right, there's another fight. It's,
yeah. Like,
they got,
well, that's exactly. I'm like, I got Chris. I got Chris coming up. And then Chris lost. I'm like, fuck. Okay, this stings, but he performed. So that's all I'm happy about. All right, who do you like in this fight?
All right. So you said this is like, oh, this is his best competition, Tsarukyan's. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's already fought Islam Makhachev, who's already beat Charles Oliveira, so it's not his best competition.
It is. On short notice, off the couch, that doesn't count. And he lost, by the way.
Let's see. Which one of them, let me think. Which one of them had a closer fight with the pound for pound number
Styles
one?
Make fights.
Styles do make fights. This is another thing. This is some things I've come across this week, and your Vegas insiders, Ron Pellegrino. And
yeah, big Ron.
Jason Yannick, Yanni the Greek. They'll tell you that like 90% of the public money is on Charles Oliveira because everybody loves him. And this line hasn't moved an inch.
Sure.
So I don't know if it's just $1 bets matching up a bunch of $101 bets matching up with $100 bet. But man, this is one where like I love Charles Oliveira like everybody else, but I'm fading the public on this because I want to believe that he's going to finish him, but what I know and what I think will happen is that he probably will clip Charles like everybody else does, and he will jump right into his guard instead of letting him sit there for 10, 20 seconds on the ground to like unring his bell.
Unring it. That's a tough thing to do is unring a bell.
Ding. so Yeah, he's just not going to be scared. And I think once he gets, I think he'll be able to hold him on top, no problem, stay out of the danger. Obviously, Charles Oliveira is probably the most dangerous fighter in UFC history. Yeah, I mean, both with the hands. And he's not going to be able to hang on the feet, I don't think. And
who won't?
Who won't?
Yeah, I don't think that Charles Oliveira can hang on the feet. I don't think that Charles Oliveira is going to be able to.
You're out of your head. You know, Armand Tsarukyan, second fight in his career, got knocked out, knocked dead by a left hook. What is Charles Oliveira's best punch? Oh, left hook. Joaquin Silva dropped. Joaquin Silva. How many wins he got in the UFC? Dropped Tsarukyan with what? A left hook. You're talking about stand-up, bro? We're talking about stand-up?
Yeah, Charles Oliveira fucks him up. My concern, and there is legitimate. Like, I would not be surprised if Armin wins this fight. I'm
sure. No. But we're talking about stand up.
But I mean,
I think Sarukian's gonna get right. Yeah, I think Charles. I think it's
Sarukian's arms are this big. Okay.
Yeah, T-Rex. His way to win.
They're 1.5 inches shorter. I have the stats right in front of me.
Yeah, 1.5 inches shorter.
And that's 0.75 inches per limb.
You know a lot about inches, bro.
Yeah, 0.75 inches. I know a lot about.
And hold him down and don't get subbed. That's going to be Armin, and do that for 15 minutes.
Yep. Exactly. And that's what I have down. I think he's going to put him down. He's going to lay on him, and he's going to hold him down. He's going to grind out a decision, because that's where Charles is. I think he's dangerous everywhere, but on his back against a guy with good top pressure, Charles does not like that. I mean,
look at our boy Bag Out Bailey with a dope picture of him holding a fish, right? Armand not winning this in the stand-up. You're going to look at Bag Out Bailey and tell me that Armand is a better stand-up than Charles Oliveira?
Ballsy. Fucking ballsy. Bag Out Ballsy.
Get him out of here, baby. Get him out of here. Bag Out Bailey catches... Oh, Bag Out Ballsy. What was I saying? Bag Out Bailey? Shit. Bag Out Ballsy. Let's do that take two. Anyway, don't fish Bag Out Ballsy. You're fucking...
Yeah, fucking minnow. So you stinks.
Hey, bro. There's a guy on this podcast formerly that used to catch fish. We like people that catch fish, okay? So you're taking Armand. Let's go to the BMF fight. Justin Gaethje, -170 versus Max Holloway, +142. Max got his shorts. I think they look fucking dope. I'm glad they're doing it. I think all the fights should have been... you said your fish is a bum. All the fighters should have got custom shorts. Someone showed Bobby Green's custom shorts that they're not real, but someone photoshopped like a red bandana, like pattern as the shorts. That would have been fucking dope. They all should have got custom shorts, especially Charles Oliveira. But
I mean, literally every champion should have. Every champion should have. If they gave a couple, just everybody that's a champion, because there's so many.
Of they them, did.
Gaethje's got custom, but he's just looking. Like
Gaethje, ready. Well, they're it's a black and white American flag pattern. Max has the floral. Yan Shannon has Enter the Dragon Chinese. So does Wei Li.
Oh, they just did the top six fights.
Pereira has them. I don't know what Jamal Hill has, if he has any. I haven't seen his. Nickel and all. They all have like a 300 logo on it. Gaethje shorts look like Cole's swim trunks. That's very true. Very, very, very like Dagestanium to wear those like long shorts. Like, if the Dagestanian fighters could wear shorts longer, they would. Like, it's like the like college basketball in the mid-2000s. Like, those Dagestanian dudes love their baggy shorts. All right, BMF title.
Wait. I want to tell you about my custom shorts real quick. So, you know how they have those, like...
Hang on, you have custom shorts?
No, I want to tell you about
okay.
The ones I would get.
Get, you know, gotcha.
Like those shirts where they put on and it has like the muscle bodies and stuff. I would have gotten ones with like a huge dick on them.
Yeah, but you're probably not fighting in those, bro. That's a great one. There was old Sunny episode a million years ago. It's Always Sunny, one of my favorite shows, if not my favorite show. They had a dick towel. You ever seen that? So the guy puts a towel
on. It gets stuck in the bike or something, doesn't it?
No. So he puts on a towel and it's a butt, and he turns around and it's a huge old dick in the front, right? You're getting out of the shower, you're making your buddies laugh. And then that's just a setup, because then you flip it and then it's a baby dick. So you can rock either way. And my buddy was going to buy that for me for Christmas. We were doing Christmas gifts one year and they're sold out. We couldn't get them. And then they kind of like something happened legally. So they went away. But yeah, look up Dick Towel. DickTowel.com was an awesome site. All right. Timbo walked away to go probably check on that fresh body in the bathtub. Let's go. You, Christian, BMF, Gaethje Max. I love this fight. Have a lean on this fight pretty strongly. Fight I chewed on a lot this week. I think this is going to be a good fight, but I do have a good lean. Tell me who you think.
Timbo, you got back from the ice machine to pour the ice on the dead body that quickly?
Starting to stink in there, Timbo?
Yeah.
I love I made that off joke and people were running with it. That's just the best.
Man, so obviously this is this is the best fight on. This could be the best fight on almost any card.
Okay.
This is incredible. This is a fight I know a lot of people have been waiting for. I never even crossed my mind as it being a possibility. I'd always been kind of wanting to see I don't care about Connor anymore, but mm-hmm. Connor Gaethje.
Sure.
This is better though. It's just it's just not something I ever thought about. It's going to be an issue for Max, though. Gaethje is, I think, going to be too hard of a hitter. I think his leg kicks. Max is a boxer. He's like a boxer in the octagon. Maybe like the purest one.
Probably best boxer in the UFC, baby. He yelled it during the middle of a fight.
I remember. Yeah. That was Calvin Kattar, wasn't it? Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
435 significant strikes.
It was wild. Definitely two completely different fighters, though. I mean, Kattar is another pure boxer and obviously not on the same level. Gaethje has, I think, I've never had anybody kick me in the leg, but when Gaethje does kick people, it looks like it hurts. And it looks like his whole body goes into it. It looks like he doesn't feel, he's willing to, like, you know, the pain of how hard he kicks, he's willing to deal with putting that on somebody else's leg. You know, it obviously fucks his up every time, too. Yeah, this is a 5-round fight. And, you know, Gaethje's been proven he can go 3 pretty good. He's proven he can go 5 pretty good, too. Obviously, early in his career, he got finished late. We haven't seen that lately. He's been dominating the later the fight goes. He's looked better and better. His nose got fixed. I know we don't bring that stuff up very often, but it seems like it must have helped at least a little bit. I think those leg kicks are going to really start to add up after a few rounds. Not to mention that Gaethje is going to have more power in the hands. Max has taken so many shots. This is going to be the biggest puncher he's fought in I don't even know how many years, because he's only fought like the same – he's got like the Brandon Moreno schedule, the same 5 guys for 2 years. So, Gaethje's got kicks. But more kicks than I think any of us knew about. So I think, he's got – I think the whole body is a target for him. I see people loving Max. I just don't get it. I think he's just physically overmatched. And you know how much I love Gaethje. He's by far my favorite fighter.
You went to the same college or high school, whatever the fuck.
The U. University of Northern Colorado.
Biased motherfucker. Look at you.
The Harvard of the West. The U.S. Bias, baby.
So, I agree with all your takes, Christian. I do.
I think he's gonna knock him out.
Knock him out. That's my strong lean. I like Gaethje. Slime ball cannon number 2. I love Max. I've really grown to like Max. I think he's a dog in there. Let me tell you a little story. UFC 236, Atlanta, Georgia. Your boy was in the building. Who did Max Holloway fight? Dustin Poirier at 155. The only time I've ever seen Max struggle with power was Poirier. He almost got dropped several times. He got wobbled in that fight. You're going up in weight, and he's probably done it better this time. He's looked physically better. He's a big guy at 145. But
I think he'll look great.
Yeah, he's done it better this time. But he isn't known for, like, big, big power. Yeah, he knocked out the Korean Zombie. He overwhelmed you with punches. And he's never had good defense. I know he's got this legendary chin, but I'm telling you, when Gaethje swings from the hips and it hits you, it's a different kind of hit. He is so dense. That's why his kicks are flawless. His kicks are good technique. Everything does right, but he's so dense. Just like Pereira, just dense bone dudes, they're going to hurt more. And Max gets his legs chewed up. Max got his legs chewed up in both Volkanovski fights, made him switch to southpaw. He switches to southpaw. I know he probably spars in southpaw, but guess what? Your defense, still a liability in southpaw. I like Gaethje here. The longer the fight goes, though, I think you can probably spread a little bit on Max. I don't know if Gaethje can knock him out clean, because Max has proven to be incredibly durable and tough, but I do think it's going to be a kind of like a Tony Ferguson effect where Max just gets beat up over the course of the rounds. He's going to look a little black and blue, and they're going to maybe call it in like the fourth or fifth with maybe a closed eye, orbital something. I'm looking for a BMF fight. This is going to deliver. Both guys bring it. But if we're in the third or fourth round and Max looks okay physically, and he's starting to pour it on, because his cardio never empties and his volume is so big and good. And we've seen Justin in the past, not lately, but have fade to guys who just keep putting it on him. They're not going away. But the leg kicks are big. The power's big. I like Justin Gaethje in this spot. I slimed him up. I agree with you, even though I didn't go to college with him at some bullshit university. I do agree with him. You, CC, that I like Gaethje here. So, Timbo, what do we got, babe?
Good points about both of you. So, Max plus 136, HE minus 162. I mean, we talk about, you know, Max has been hit. He's been hit so often. Well, so the fuck is Justin Gaethje. This dude's been in wars where he's taken some fucking damage too. Look at the first Dustin Poirier fight. Look at fucking Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler had him rocked. Michael Johnson had him rocked. Charles Oliveira fucking rocked him and then finished him by sub. He ain't no spring chicken either. He's had his fair share of, you know, chinny moments as well.
Sure.
With that said, with this being five rounds, man, I think I'm gonna go Max.
Ooh, nice. I'm glad you went opposite. You had the balls to do it.
I don't see him getting finished. And I think after round two, when Justin Gaethje has tried to finish him, because Justin Gaethje wants to go out and finish Max. How mm-hmm. big of a fuck feather do you have in your cap if you go out there and finish Max Holloway, who's never been finished?
100%. Hasn't been knocked out. Yeah.
So that's going to be a huge feather in his cap. He's gunning for it. BMF, you know, fuck that, by the way. But, you know, five-round nature of this.
It's a cool-looking belt.
It is.
Yeah,
I like it.
But yeah, come round three, I think Max can take over the fight and win 3-4-5 and then take it.
I like it. I like it. I flirted with Max hard. I really did. But then again, when I really dove into it, I'm like, man, if Gaethje's on point with his kicks and he doesn't lose focus and he's in there, he's tough to beat, right? Especially if you're not wrestling him and taking him down and getting him tired. And Max is a dog. I think I'm underestimating Max's dogness, right? Because I've seen him take all these shots at 45, and in my head I go, yeah, but he can't take Gaethje's. What if he fucking does, right? That's the problem. Christian will cry. He'll drive to Colorado State University and cry. Where'd you go? Sorry?
I told you, the U. University of Northern Colorado.
Northern Colorado. I thought you were a Ram. I thought you were a Colorado State Ram.
Also, another point real quick.
Yeah.
We've only seen Justin Gaethje in the fifth round one time, and it was in that fucking layup fight against Tony Ferguson.
Sure.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I agree.
We saw him in the fourth round where he was finished against Dustin Poirier.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey. I like where your head's at, brother. Listen, I know I slimed him up. I'm disagreeing with you on the pick, but I like where your head's at. Okay.
Be honest with you. I'm not fucking with the slime.
I love it. Maybe we'll win this time. Let's go. 4 weeks in a row. You ain't dead. I thought I had it last week with Morgan. I really did. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Zhang Weili minus 500 versus Yao Shannon plus 380. I'm going to be real short and sweet. I don't want to shortchange this female fight. I think it's going to be electric. I think Yao Shannon is staying up, is really good. She's working with Team Alpha Male. She's working on her grappling, but that's where this fight's going to lay. If Weili decides to bang with Yao Shannon, bad game plan, John Wood should be fired, her coach, because she has such a significant advantage on the ground. She's big. She's powerful. Her takedowns are really good. Her transitions are really good. Her submission defense is really good. And her own submission game is coming alive here. I like Weili here. I think this could be a mortal lock across the board for anybody. Problem is, she's very high. How does she get it done? I say maybe decision, maybe submission, TKO. Carla Esparza took down Yao Shannon, TKO'd her pretty easily a couple fights ago. Yan's obviously getting better. She's getting this title fight, but I like Weili big here. Didn't slime her up. I could lock her up, but I like Weili Zhang in this fight. Timbo, who do you like?
Weili Zhang gets her down, beats her up, gets the back, submits her probably pretty early.
Dang, that's a confident man right there. Christian, what do you like?
Yeah, most well-rounded fighter in women's MMA, maybe all of MMA. Just complete Yan, fish on the ground, can't stop takedowns, she's going to get chewed up. I mean, even if it lasts 25 minutes, she'll get to even if it stands up for 25 minutes.
Wow.
Then then you might get a 48-47, but that's not what's going to happen.
Okay.
Her wrestling's pathetic. And until it changes, I'm going to keep saying that. So
there you go. He's going to keep saying it. All right, main event time. We're here.
Dry, she would have fucking wrestled against her, and that's where she fucked up.
Mm-hmm. One, an hour, 20 minutes, one of our longest podcasts. And I feel like we've only been here 10 minutes. This is we still got locks coming. I got my parlays coming at the end of the show. We've had like 70 something concurrent viewers. I think we're at like 60 right now. You guys are amazing. The chat's been absolutely on fire. Sorry, I haven't gotten the chat as much as I normally do. It's just you guys have been on absolute fire. Appreciate every single fucking last one of you. And the people that are on the audio side. All right, main event, Alex Pereira or Pereira. -125 versus Jamal Hill +105. This is such a fucking interesting fight. I'm really curious where your guys' heads are at in this fight, because when it got announced, I thought Alex all the way. I really like Jamal Hill. He's kind of a phenomenon, right? I guess I'll go first. I'll go first and get it out of the way. So I'm going with Pereira. I like Pereira. Slimeball candidate number three.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I like Pereira, but it wasn't easy for me. I think he has the better technique. He has a more experience. Jamal Hill had five fights against bums, gets a contender series spot against an okay guy, finishes him, gets in the UFC and kind of lights this division on fire, a very thin division, but lights it on fucking fire, right? His only setback was he got his fucking elbow snapped by Paul Craig, right? Besides that, he's beating everyone. He's looked good. He looks like a dog. He's taking fights on short notice, going five rounds. He's knocking people out. I love this fight on paper. Jamal Hill coming off the Achilles. He looks to be in good shape. He was really fat when he tore it. He got really fat in the beginning when you're trying to recover it. He looks to be in great shape now. But I'm worried. He relocated everything to Vegas, which is smart to work on the leg. But I'm worried about him going in there with a guy like Pereira who can kick and hit as hard as he does with perfect technique. Pereira can get cracked, right? Pereira can get fucking chin. You can find him. And Jamal Hill is not scared of Alex Pereira. He's not scared of him. He's going to come after him. Jamal Hill by knockout is very live. I like Pereira here by knockout. Timbo, what do you got?
That's his biggest flaw, is that he's not scared of Alex Pereira. Look, I'm not picking against Alex Pereira until he fights a wrestler. Jamal Hill has not even attempted a takedown in the UFC. I hear people fucking talking about, oh, he may go wrestle. Not that it would probably be that big of a, it wouldn't be that difficult to probably get Pereira down. But I think he's bitch made if he does it. And I don't think he's bitch made. So I think he will keep it standing. And if you're standing with Alex Pereira, you're going to get knocked out. So Yuri learned that. And I think Jamal Hill will as well. So I'm going with Alex. And that would be without the fucking Achilles and everything that people's talking about, which will be used as an excuse likely when he loses.
Sure.
I'm going with
name. Poltam. Alex Pereira. Chama. Christian. I thought one of us was going to add something in my throat. Yeah, talk.
So when you were apologizing to the chat, Lazy Bits, early, he said, and I want to do my best accent. It's all good, brother. Brother man, mahalo, hanapa'a.
To be the best, you got to be the best. And the best, the best.
To be the best, you got to be blessed.
You good, me?
All right.
I get this thing in my throat, everyone. I had bronchitis like 2 weeks ago, and it wasn't that bad, but I'll wake up in the night and just like start coughing. I got like four different waters by my bed, and it just hit me now. But we're good. We're good. Charm! Go ahead, Christian.
What does that mean, by the way? What does that mean?
What? Charm. I mean, let go. Let's go. Jamal Hill shook his hand and was like, hey, what does that fucking mean? It just means like, let's go. Like, let's go, Charm. Yeah.
Like, eso. Okay, so, yeah, I'm not surprised that you guys are on Alex Pereira, because you've been dick riders of him from the beginning. Wouldn't surprise me that you scrubs would make such a pathetic pick on such an important fight. But yeah, I know that people don't – if Dana didn't overhype this fight, it's an A-grade fight. It's just not an A-plus grade fight. They're not huge names, but – it's such a cool matchup, and I'm happy to see it. Alex Pereira is somebody I've always doubted, and I paid for it, both with my pride and with my
bank account. And you're going to pay for it again this weekend.
Yes. Well, you want to bet?
I want to bet, man.
All right. Well, let me tell – I'll break it down.
Tell your story.
And then we'll make a bet. Alex Pereira is somebody I see scraping by in a lot of these fights. He's pulling that Yuri thing where it's just his lights haven't been completely shut off. I see him getting clipped and just about to go out. I think his chin is barely there. I mean, Izzy, that's the only guy Izzy's knocked out since probably the late 90s or something like that, since UFC 5. I mean, the guy's got no power left in him, and Alex Pereira went down to that. He's so hittable. Like, I don't ever look at that striking defense stat. I have UFC stats pulled up. I should pull it up real quick. But I bet it's terrible. I bet it's his ratio is negative because that dude is always getting touched up.
It's not.
Oh, no, it's not too bad. Well, he must only get hit by power shots then and just miss all the jabs. All right, well, that backfired on me. All right, in terms of some other intangibles, I think Jamal Hill, just in terms of pure athleticism, is going to be much better. Alex Frazier's like a born and bred, just kind of born and bred fighter. Jamal Hill, I don't know what he did. I mean, I get, we know he plays basketball.
Is this a basketball game?
Well, I'm sure that, well, I'd say that the footwork in basketball would help, but Jamal Hill's footwork's all over the place. You guys are really picking me apart.
Look how flat. I'm not gonna say anything else. You're getting flustered. Go ahead, tell, give me your take, so, bro.
I do think he's the more dangerous fighter, too. Okay. I do think he can knock him out. I mean, not that neither of them ever submitted anybody, so I don't imagine they would, but I think if they're gonna wrestle, then Jamal Hill's gonna win the wrestling.
But why? Because he's never even attempted a takedown. So why do you think?
Yeah, I don't think Alex Pereira's ever, I don't think he's ever taken, I don't, he probably,
yeah, I, Alex took down Izzy.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I'm just saying. I was just saying he did at the end of the round. Nice double. He's not taking anybody down.
I remember that. I completely forgot about that. okay, so the number one thing after you guys have chewed apart all of my,
I'm not saying myself, nothing.
I made the wrong choice. And don't worry, your face says it all, and you're laughing into the microphone. Says what your face doesn't.
Doing nothing.
So Jamal Hill's toughness and his durability. I will never forget when he was beaten with his broken, dislocated arm. Onto that was a Paul Walker, Paul Craig. Give it to me. Look, you guys are wrong, Brada. You guys are wrong.
All right,
I'm going with Jamal Hill here.
I don't hate the pick.
I think he's bigger, more athletic, better chin. I think Pereira's chin's weak. I don't know what you guys aren't seeing here.
Okay.
I know it's a close fight. To see either of them get knocked out wouldn't surprise me, but I just feel like I'm on this island, lonely island over here.
I thought one of you guys, I mean, obviously I knew what I was going to pick. I thought one of you guys was going to take Jamal Hill. I think it's a good pick. I flirted with Jamal Hill a lot. But
say Jamal Hill's win seriously whatsoever. He hasn't beat anybody. Beating a 45-year-old Glover Teixeira doesn't impress me.
That's what it is. His competition isn't elite. You know, and coming off an injury like an Achilles pretty fucking quick, too, being that overweight, now coming back, has his camp been training? Has it been getting the weight down? I don't know. Pereira, though, is so smooth on the feet. And, yeah, he's hittable, but you can't get hit by him, dude. That left hook, he's so dense, those kicks. The left hook, the right hand, everything's powerful. I mean,
flying knee up the middle, baby.
He's a stud. And listen, I think you have a fucking Preston says, I'm with you, CC, kick rocks, BP. I think it's a good pick. I'm not clowning your pick, I'm clowning your analysis, that's all. Saying that Izzy hasn't knocked anybody out since 05 or whatever you said, that's crazy. And then saying that Pereira is chinny, I mean, is a little crazy as well. But I don't hate the pick with Jamal Hill. All right, let's go. We got to get out of here. I haven't eaten yet. It's 9 o'clock. God dang. All right, so I'll give all my parlays now, and then we'll do locks at the end. So you guys go over, think about locks, whatever. Remember, I am defending champion. Kicked the shit out of Christian last time we did. All right, so slime ball parlay. The slime ball parlay. Get your pens and papers ready, babe. Alex Pereira. This has already been placed, by the way. Lines could be different where you're at. Alex Pereira, Justin Gaethje, Diego Lopez, +371. I wanted it over 300 for UFC 300. So that is parlay number one. Parlay number two, and still all the champs going to defend. That is Pereira, Weili, Gaethje at +279. And then the OH, baby, the OH parlay. Kayla Harrison, Cody Garbrandt, +329. All three of those have been placed, plus the green hammer of Calvin Kattar, +3.5 point spread. Ooh, I'm a rich man. Ooh, I'm a rich man, baby. Let's get to the locks. I go first because I'm the champ. What do I want here? I can save my mortal lock because you guys aren't taking them anyway, so it doesn't matter. Where are my dogs at? Where are my dogs at? I'm going to take Jiří Procházka as my dog lock. He's a puppy dog. I'm kind of skirting the rules because he's plus 100, plus 105, but I'm taking him because...
Hello? Okay, this is dog.
Okay, this is dog. All right, boys, let's go Timbo. Timbo, what's your dog lock?
Dog lock, give me Yusuf.
Yusuf Sadiq.
I hate it because I'm going to get your slime ball, and I'm religious to the slime ball, bro.
You are, and that's okay. You can go against me. This is completely fine. You are a rider of the slime ball. That is without doubt proven. Christian, who is not a rider of the slime ball.
I haven't agreed with it.
Kristen is the grease ball guy. Every time he gets on, he was like, the grease ball parlay. I was like, all right, okay, tweet it out. He doesn't fucking tweet it out. All right, go ahead, Christian. What do you got? Dog lock.
Give me Jamal Hill. That's an easy one.
Easy.
I don't have very many dogs this week. I mean, him or Cody Brundage.
Yeah, chalk a little bit. Yeah, well, Cody Brundage could have been a real good choice there. Timbo, what do you got? You got mortal lock. You got send him home. What do you want to take, Ben?
Shit, my bad.
You're good. A lot of options.
Yeah, give me, I'm going to play this safe. There's really two that I'm looking at the most. But I want my strap back.
Hey, yep.
Give me mortal. Give me Kayla.
Kayla Harrison, mortal lock, Timothy Mitchell. Okay. Christian, mortal lock, babe.
See, I try to give the people my best pick at reasonable odds, something they could bet.
Here's the setup. He's going to take Zhongwei Li. Is this a setup? You doing a bit?
No, because I'm going to take a guy whose odds are collapsing by the day. One of the best fighters in UFC history. Give me Gaethje.
I knew it. Wow. I knew it was going to be him. Are you guys like wiener cousins or something? Did you guys bump dicks in Northern Colorado? Is that why you're so in love with this guy?
Not that I know of.
My mortal lock.
Definitely possible.
It's a mortal lock and I'm going to wheel.
Diego Lopez. You thought I wasn't going to do it. I'm doing it. Diego Lopez, baby. Mortal lock. Christian, send him home. Who you got, baby?
I just thought of it. Easy. Devinson Figueiredo. It's the chinniest guy at 135. Oh, my God. That's an easy one.
Oh, my gosh. That's an easy one. All right. My send him home is going to be... You know what? I got to double down on Bo. But it won't count.
Oh.
Hang on. It won't count. I won't count the extra point. It has to be by knockout. If he submits him, I won't count as a send him home. Has to be by knockout. Because that's what I'm playing, and that's what I think. Submission doesn't count for me. All right, Timbo, last pick of the thing.
It's Christian.
Send him home early.
Christian already picked a send him home, didn't he? Yeah, he picked Devinson. Yes. You got to pick your send him home. Your last one.
Give me... Give me Pereira, man.
Alex Pereira.
You guys remember when I took Oliveira as my mortal dog and send him against Poirier? That was nice.
Hey, you remember that one time he took Cody Brundage? I remember my bets too. I remember like my first real big win when I started the podcast was Darren Till at Dog Money over Donald Cerrone. That was like a big win for me. And then something that no one else saw that I saw and I woke up or I stayed up early and watched it was Wally Zhang over Jessica Andrade. And I played Zhang, who was an underdog, and I played her by knockout. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm the fucking greatest guy in the world. That felt good. So some bets really stick with me. So I'm glad the Oliveira bet stuck with you. All right, listen, boys, this is a whole fucking hell of a lot of fun. You guys are the best. I'm so glad Timbo got to join us this time. Christian, you know, you were here last time and got the shit kicked out of you, but I'm glad you're back. I'm sorry we chirped some of your picks here. We're opposite. One of us is going home happy. One of us is going home fucking happy. You are opposite on quite a few of these. And if Cody Brundage wins, you're the champ, right? If Cody Brundage wins, you're the champ. I got to go eat some food. Believe it or not, this thing doesn't store as much leftover food. When you don't eat all day, you get fucking hungry. The chat, you guys are the best. MMA, this UFC 300, I'm getting a little emotional. Not really like emotional, but MMA has changed my life more ways than one. I appreciate it. I also appreciate no one really mentioning the giant cyclops on my head. You guys are unbelievable. I love you. I love you, chat. Let's have a day, babe. Let's have a weekend. I'll see you.
See ya.
I told Eddie we're 6'3", and Yachty was like blown away. Big Gun Brian Petrie. Big Gun Brian Petrie. Some might refer to him as Big Gun Brian Petrie. Chief Handicapper or Chief MMA Handicapper. Host of the MMA Takes podcast. I'm here to see Brian.
Big Gun. Yeah. PJ got comedy dripping.
Here's Brian Petrie bringing the shoe.
I had a little drippage.